and welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. The U.S. military is about to do something historic. They're about to draw the first line in the sand regarding cyber war, define what they consider to be lawful acts of cyber war, and to address conditions under which cyber war events constitute full acts of war, which will result in conventional warfare. There are security experts who say this is meaningless because it's all but impossible to have proof positive of who's actually performing an attack. Is it China or someone pretending to be China? Is it officially China or some small fraction within China acting without authority? These arguments are moot. The fact is that someone has to define what will happen to countries that play badly on the Internet. We have the Geneva Convention for Traditional Warfare, and we have the Hague International Court of Justice. We have the tradition of declaring war. This is one of the reasons that Pearl Harbor was considered a date in infamy. Due to various problems, the Japanese embassy in Washington, D.C. was unable to deliver its declaration of war until after the Pearl Harbor attack had started. It was considered an unlawful attack. None of this existed for cyber war until now. This is the line in the sand that all future international laws of cyber war will be derived from. It is the start, and as such is historic. While other countries have also made similar announcements, this specific announcement is critical because of the weight of the U.S. military. If we tell people that we will bomb them if they shut down our electrical grid during a cyber attack, people should believe that we have the means and now the will to do so. Will we? Who knows? That becomes a political decision, but the line will already be in place that the politicians can use to justify their decision either way. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Join the fun, the games, and an exciting good time for the entire family. Come to St. Mary's Polish Festival, Sunday, June 12th, from noon to 7 p.m., inside St. Mary's Church Hall, located at West Elm and Oak Streets in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. St. Mary's Polish Festival features the best in Polish and American food. Come and enjoy pierogi stuffed with mashed potatoes, galumpki stuffed with cabbage, special Polish pretzels, kielbasa and sauerkraut, hot dogs, babka, and many, many more Polish specialties. Takeouts are available. There will be a silent auction, live music, dancing and crafts for everyone, young and old. So come one, come all to St. Mary's Polish Festival, Sunday, June 12th from noon to 7 p.m. inside the church hall under St. Mary's Church, located at West Elm and Oak Streets in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania.
Hi. I'm Anthony Murphy, Executive Director, TownWatch Integrated Services, and I'm here today to invite you to join us at our upcoming 15th Annual Anti-Crime Conference. This year's conference will take place on June 18, 2011, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Samuel Fells High School, 5500 Langdon Street, Philadelphia, 19131. This year's conference will feature many new workshops, cyber safety, homeland security, and much, much more. Our exhibition hall will open at 9 a.m. with all new displays, free giveaways, and a lot of powerful information no citizen should miss. For more information, you can contact us at 215-686-1459 or by web at www.townwatch.net. Now, you might ask yourself, who should attend? If you're concerned with crime and the quality of life and what you can do about it, or if you'd like to meet new people, network, and exchange ideas, or if you'd like to learn new concepts and techniques on how to address crime in your neighborhoods, all during a fun-filled day, this conference is for you. Lunch will be served at 12:30 p.m., and the conference will be concluded at 1 p.m. Come out, get involved, get to know your neighbors, and develop new friendships. You can help improve the quality of life in your community. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show.
Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Radotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today's a special day. We're celebrating show number 25 of Between the Minutes. Also, today we'll be discussing how the Philadelphia Town Watch program works and benefits the people of our various neighborhoods. Let's welcome this week's guest to Between the Minutes. Here's the Executive Director for Philadelphia Town Watch Integrated Services, Mr. Anthony Murphy.
Good afternoon, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's nice to have you here today celebrating, you know, our 25th show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. It's like a historical occasion.
Well, I wouldn't quite go that far, but, you know, 25 is a nice number.
It's a nice number.
Yeah. So you're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM or on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Just so the listeners know, this is our last show on 1540 AM. As of next Tuesday, June the 14th, we'll be broadcasting from our new home, 860 AM at WWDB at 10 AM. So, Anthony, tell us a little bit about Town Watch.
Well, I'm here today to talk a lot about the Town Watch conference that's upcoming. It's important that the citizens of Philadelphia get the information about the upcoming conference, learn about the workshops, and hopefully attend. You see, one of the things that's important in our community is providing information and making people better prepared to deal with day-to-day lives mm-hmm. and the things that go on in those lives. And we do this at our annual conference. Not throughout the year, we do townwide trainings and we do workshops, but at the conference, we bring in other experts in the various fields to provide people with information. I'll give you real quick, one of the first workshops is brand new. It's called Help. There's a teenager in my house. Now, many listeners out there have teenagers in their home. And many times you struggle with how to address them, how to interact with them, how to work with them. Come, this workshop is being conducted by Lynn Roman. She's the Deputy Director of Juvenile Probation for the City of Philadelphia. It's a great workshop. She's a great presenter. And that's just one of the new workshops that we have. So that kind of discussion needs to go on an ongoing basis. I often hear that people don't know how to talk to their teenage children. And that's because they call them those teenagers or they call them kids. So we need to kind of shape the language different and bring about better interaction. So that's the main thrust of the day is to talk about this conference.
And does that really work?
Yes, it works. You know, it's so interesting because people say to have an impact on children, you have to be like them. In all honesty, children want structure and direction. And you don't get structure and direction from your peer. You get structure and direction from adults. So you mentioned something as you were doing your intro that I think you'll find interesting. We also have a workshop on cyber safety that's being conducted by Michelle White of the United States Attorney General's Office. And she's going to be in there to talk about mortgage fraud and other scams that are taking place on cyberspace. Yes, even your issue, one that's dear to your heart, will be there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, so and as folks learn from you, you know, every week, every Tuesday about things they should pay attention to on the Internet and how it relates to their computer, they can come and get a workshop that discusses cyber safety. You'll be there.
I am? Okay.
Okay, so you'll be there. You'll be giving them other information.
Well, I was there last year. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Although I
got
to tell you, one of the sessions that I really liked is the free lunch. And I think CyberSoft's involved in that lunch somehow.
Yes, it is. CyberSoft is a sponsor. They're one of our top sponsors. They're helping to make this possible. Couldn't do it without you. And I certainly appreciate it.
Once so it's a cyber lunch.
It's a cyber lunch. With the exception that it's real food.
Oh, no ones and zeros.
No ones and zeros.
Okay.
Okay, we also have a workshop that's going to be addressing school violence. You heard or read the large article that was inside the Inquirer. It went on for 7 days that talked about school violence. Well, we wanted to present another view of what takes place in our schools. So we have a gentleman that handles the emergency management liaison, and his name is Galen Connolly. And I've worked with him for several years. And he's going to be there, and he's going to talk about bullying, and he's going to talk about violence that takes place in our schools. And then we'll talk about some solutions on how we can address that violence. See, we have to understand violence does not always begin at school.
Okay.
It begins in the community. It can actually start at home, and then it manifests itself in the school, and it can be a continual effort. And so when we talk about school violence, we have to talk about the violence in our community. And since Townwatch Integrated Services is dedicated and committed to kind of reshaping that violence in our community, mm-hmm. we have to talk about the violence that goes on in our schools. It's not separate from, but a part of. And so when you address the problem of violence, you address it holistically. You take it not just where it happens, but where it begins.
Okay. Well, I mean, that is really an important issue because people who, you know, start violence in school is interfering with people who are there to learn.
Absolutely. But even the violent offender needs to learn. And so the thing that we need to do is begin to look at some of the other causes of that behavior. But we also have to have people understand that it is not just the large majority of the students that are violent. So if you've read the Inquirer article 7 days, now they painted somewhat of a pretty dreary picture because they talked about the violence and the negative impact it had on children learning. I will not lay it lightly. It does have a negative effect on children in a classroom trying to learn. But if we don't understand the violence, then we won't be able to remove the violence.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that's where we have to have
so understanding. How does people attending this lecture, mm-hmm. How does this help them deal with violence in school when they're not a school administrator?
You're a parent. You're a grandparent. Your uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. Bullying doesn't always start in school, right?
Right.
You can be bullied at home.
Correct.
You can face violence at home.
Correct.
Which sets a level of acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to be able to help our community respond to violence, we have to understand the violence, understand some of the contributing factors to it, understand some of the triggers that causes people's reaction, and then we can begin to impact on those triggers and try to prevent the violence. So learning about it, understanding it, helps you address the triggers.
Well, so I think part of what you're saying is that violence is just as much of a problem for the bully as it is for the bully's victim.
It is. Because the bully has a tendency to end up in a penal institution.
Yeah, that's not a good ending.
No, it's not. It's not the ending you want for anyone. See, so if we're going to reshape the emphasis on prisons, then we have to reshape the emphasis on violence, which means that the community members have to become involved with the young people on the blocks where they live and understand that what takes place in the school is not the total picture that was painted by the Inquirer, but that's only a part of the picture. So we need to look at the entire picture. And bullying, be it from kindergarten, because children will bully in kindergarten. So you've got to begin to address those social dynamics that contribute to that. And this, hopefully, as you listen to the different workshops, help as a teenager in my house is to help you understand that youth that you have to interact with. Cyber safety, we realize that there's bullying in cyberspace as well as there are frauds and scams and cons, and we're so grateful to have the Attorney General's office to participate in that. School violence is another one. I got another one for you since we're talking about them.
Okay.
The legal system, and that's going to be conducted by representatives of the District Attorney's office.
Okay.
Many times you don't understand the consequences. Many times you don't understand what your actions will bring about, the repercussions. So that you're not prepared to be responsible. So, okay, here I am, I'm a child, I'm at home, I get into a fight. And then I go to school and I get in a fight and then I get arrested and it's assault. And then I have an assault charge and I have to go to before a judge. I wind up wearing a bracelet on my ankle. And I don't understand because I had to fight at home. It was just another fight. No, it's not just another fight.
Yeah.
See, so we have to get people understanding, which is why every year we try to make the conference significant with the material that's presented and that's given to the citizens of Philadelphia and from anywhere else that citizens want to come and learn from these workshops. And that's just four. There are others we would talk about.
Wow. The show is live. You're listening to Between the Minutes, and you can call in and ask questions in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. Again, that is in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, it's 877-667-9697. 877-667-9697. Our guest is Anthony Murphy. You know, besides all the lectures and presentations mm-hmm. and everything, there were a lot of different tables set up being staffed.
Table. Yes.
You know, and it was interesting because I think I saw the water company, the electric company, explaining to people, and especially now under deregulation, this mm-hmm. is pretty important. People need to understand that they don't have to stay with PECO, that they can buy their electric from somebody that cuts mm-hmm. them a break. You know, you know. Although for some people, staying with PECO is the right answer. You know, and in either case, you're still going to have PECO delivering the electric, so
right.
it's still people involved.
Right.
But they can go there; they can get literature on that, mm-hmm. and from the water company and from various legal services mm-hmm. groups. And there was a lot of stuff there. Can you talk a little bit about who's going to be there?
Our exhibition room will have approximately 30 vendors. We'll have city departments again. We have, of course, CyberSoft mm-hmm. there,
mm-hmm.
and we will have the district attorney will have information that's going to be present. We have a group called Every Murder is Real. They're going to have information as well. So because you want to address violence holistically, you also address a community that is impacted by the violence. It's not always – it's not just the family mm-hmm. that's impacted, but an entire community. So, yes, we have at least 30 vendors that are going to be there. Many of the city departments will be present and providing you with information. It's a full-day affair. See, the lunch is one part. Workshops is one part. But the opportunity to get free information, to have the kind of dialogue that's important is going to be critical. And in today's time frame, in today's world, what we have to understand is how critical information is and how critical it is to have access to it and therefore then to put it into play. And so we try to do that because we believe that a more informed citizen is also a much more prepared citizen. And being prepared means that you don't fall victim to many things that people fall victim to.
Yeah.
It impacts on the quality of life.
Okay. Well, I was impressed last year that there were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Now, where's it being held at this year?
Okay. The conference this year is being held at Samuel Fells High School, 5500 Langdon Street in Philadelphia, PA. I will also let you know that we have, through Health Partners, six buses that's going to be stationed at different parts of the city of Philadelphia. There's going to be two in South Philadelphia, one at the 17th Police District, and one at 11th and Wharton, which is the fourth. They'll be bringing people up to the event. We have one that's going to be at the 35th Police District, one that's at 31st in Arizona in front of a church, a Redeemer Church. So we're going to be trying to help folks get there because last year one of the things people said is they got lost, they couldn't find it. So we went back to the school because it's equipped to handle what we do by way of equipment, and now we'll be bringing people in.
Well, and a large free parking lot.
Yeah, it does. The parking lot is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, I really was impressed with that when I first went to Fells because one of the things you have to be concerned about whenever you use a school is whether or not there's free parking. So it's there.
Now, how does somebody contact you if they want to come to the conference or if they want the free bus or
okay.
Know, whatever?
You can contact me at 215-686-1459. You can also call 215-686-1453. Then we're also going to have a bus at 52nd and Pine, which is in West Philadelphia, and I will get you to other locations where the buses will be. We have a continental breakfast. Registration will start at 7:30, 8 o'clock. We're asking folks who will come to donate $10. It kind of helps defray the cost of lunch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, we make it free, but nothing's free.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand that. You can reach us at www.townwatch.net as well. And my personal email at work is Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, dot Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, at Phila, P-H-I-L-A, dot gov.
Okay.
All right.
Do people have to come at 7:30 in the morning, or can they, you know, come later in the day if they have something else that they need to do?
You can come later in the day, but realize that once we get started, you'll be coming in and the day will already have begun. So, yes, you can come anytime because we'll be there at least till 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But the object is to try to come, get registered, get a part of the breakfast, get into the auditorium because we'll bring everyone together. This year is going to be special. I don't have a specific guest speaker. I've invited, of course, many of our political leaders across the city of Philadelphia.
Okay.
But this year is going to be an opportunity for me to speak to the people, the men and women there, because it's important that we continue to motivate people and continue to push the concept of the role the citizen plays. I don't want us to fall back into a position to where we think volunteering is not valuable and important. It most certainly is. It is one of the hallmarks of a city that's based on neighborhoods. Philadelphia is a city that is based on neighborhoods. Every neighborhood, although succinctly linked to each other, has its own significant differences and therefore has problems that are maybe the same, but they are different in each neighborhood. They are different. And so when you bring citizens from South Philly, West Philly, the Northwest, East Division, West Philadelphia, you bring them all together, you are actually improving the quality of life by establishing those relationships that people need from people to people, not just vendors, not just the workshops. But you can sit in a workshop and you hear a question, you say, I should have asked that. But then you may hear a question to say, well, for my situation, it's a little bit different, and yet you're facing the same type of problem. As an example, in many neighborhoods, we know drugs are an issue. They aren't the same type of issue in every neighborhood. So if you're going to have a conversation about it, you need to have someone there who can speak about it from your particular neighborhood point of view. Burglaries, and that's another one of the workshops. Mm-hmm. Burglaries is a crime that has increased in the city of Philadelphia. Whereas you've had violent crime going down, mm-hmm. burglaries have been on the rise. And you could contribute that to circumstances, but sometimes it's just the fact that you left your door open, you left your window open, and that's a crime of opportunity. And if you learn the significance of keeping the window closed, using the proper security with locking your door, then you don't face that. And the cars have been broken into. What's amazing is they'll break into a car to steal your GPS system. And now you say, well, I put my GPS system away. But you notice the ring that's left on the dashboard?
No.
Oh.
Not on my car.
There's a ring on the dashboard if you use a portable GPS system.
Okay.
Once you place it, you may move everything, but they see the ring, and they assume that you have a GPS system in your car, and they will break in your car for
you. Well, they're going to be disappointed. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. The program features politicians, business people, and professionals. This is our 25th show of Between the Minutes.
Okay.
Our special guest this week is Anthony Murphy, director of Philadelphia's Town Watch program. We have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm Angel Hartman, calling from Fort Dix in the MDL Neighborhood Community Watch.
Cool. Do you have a question?
No, actually, I have a comment. I've worked with the boss, Anthony Murphy, since I was 13 years old in Operation Town Watch. I was employed with him for many years as a trainer recruiter for the city. Recently, last year, I relocated on the Fort Dix military base, where I successfully brought Anthony Murphy's program here to Fort Dix, McGuire, and Lakehurst military bases.
Mm-hmm.
And the program has been accepted nationwide, actually. Now all joint bases are looking to bring the same program that the city of Philadelphia has onto their bases as neighborhood community watches. So I just want to say how important it is to get community involvement, to have citizens involved in their housing areas, just for the betterment of the quality of life.
You're so correct.
I just want everybody to know that I firmly support the program.
Well, that's amazing. And you're saying this is going to roll out nationally?
Each base is looking at it right now. They're looking at us as the start of the first military bases to have the program.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a pilot program right now. And if we're successful here on these bases, which I know we're going to be because I trained under Anthony Murphy, then I know definitely nationwide it's going to be an opportunity for all military bases and housing areas.
You would think there just wouldn't be a lot of crime on a military base where everybody has guns.
No, that's not true. You have military bases and you have the housing areas. You do have off-post housing, on-post housing. Just in Fort Dix alone, in housing, though we're secured, you don't have much in the security forces because they have to take care of the military bases.
Angel?
Though Town Watch members don't take the job of security forces, we serve as the additional eyes and ears to help support them. We may not always stop a crime. We can deter a crime, or we can help them investigate the crime a lot quicker. Here on Fort Dix alone, just Fort Dix, there were 2,800 reported quality of life crimes last year.
Wow.
And that included DUIs, domestics, violence, graffiti,
Angel?
Break-ins.
Hey, Angel, let me jump in because I want to also give a shout-out. Angel started with us when she was young,
mm-hmm.
but I work with Angel's mom
mm-hmm.
and Angel's mm-hmm. dad in the Tacony Town Watch here in the city of Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so what is significant about what Angel is doing in New Jersey and the military bases is that for the most part, the military, and those of us who have military experience understand, don't really look a lot for the citizen to get involved in their particular activity. But what Angel was able to do and what we've been able to do here in the city of Philadelphia is kind of bridge those gaps and begin to fill in those gaps. Because even though I may be secured on a military base, now you heard the number 2,800 quality of life crimes, and that sounds like a great deal of activity. She's talking about quality of life. So some of them are small things that could lead to big things. Some of them are things that you don't need to have on anybody's base, because what we want in every neighborhood in America is the quality of life to be at the level where people live comfortable and feel good in their own home.
Well, you know, usually it's the military giving to us, the civilians, and this is really nice that this is the civilians giving back something to the military to improve their quality of life. And, you know, as we've discussed in the past, getting involved in Town Watch is a holistic.
Absolutely.
It changes your life.
Correct.
You know, it's just not just the neighborhood, not just the quality of life, but it changes you, the person, in a better way.
Well, it means a lot to be able to volunteer, and those who have not taken the opportunity to volunteer, they're never going to have the understanding that we do, walking in our shoes, caring enough about a community on our side of the military end, being a military spouse. We care about those soldiers that are overseas and worrying about their spouses and their children being at home. That's one less thing that they need to worry about, making sure that their family is safe.
That's
so that adds the additional comfort, but also through the Town Watch program, I've learned to be trained a trainer in many different areas, which has given me the opportunity to provide the spouses here on base with women's self-defense classes, emergency management, certs, in-home trainings. These are things that they have never had here on base. And I'm actually going to try and work with the district attorney's office in Philadelphia in bringing the youth aid panel here on base. So the opportunities that were provided through me and through the training of Anthony Murphy has made a major difference here just on a military base that we're only an hour away from the city of Philadelphia.
Angel, if other bases want to talk to you, how do they reach you?
They already have. They already have. We're going as far right now up to Lakehurst, New Jersey, and the local police departments there are really soaking this program up.
Okay. All right. So, you know, thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate
it. Thank you for giving me the chance. Great job, boss.
Yeah, darling. Thank you.
See you later. Love you.
Love you.
And we got another caller. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Petey.
Oh, it's Aunt Edna.
Uh-oh. Hey, how you doing there, kid?
I'm doing great, Aunt Edna. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Yeah, can't complain too much. Nobody listens anyway.
Well, we're listening.
Oh, sorry. Got away from me.
What did?
The cough, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was the pizza delivery guy that got away or something.
You know why he did.
Yeah, I know. Not enough dough.
That's right.
Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, a little bit. I have been.
Well, Anthony Murphy is here from Town Watch.
Well, hello there, Anthony Murphy from Town Watch.
Well, how are you, Aunt Edna? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. You know, I love that Town Watch. I think it's great. It gives me an excuse to use my binoculars. Woohoo! The stuff you see.
Well, that's good. Long as you document it and make sure we can use it too.
Absolutely. Got to keep those neighbors in line, you know?
Yeah, you got to work with them. That's correct.
That's great. Thanks for calling in, Edna.
Okay. Good work, both of you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Between the Minutes, 1540 AM, and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. We'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, I'm Anthony Murphy, Executive Director, Town Watch Integrated Services, and I'm here today to invite you to join us at our upcoming 15th Annual Anti-Crime Conference. This year's conference will take place on June 18th, 2011, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Samuel Fells High School, 5500 Langdon Street, Philadelphia, 19131. This year's conference will feature many new workshops, cyber safety, homeland security, and much, much more. Our exhibition hall will open at 9 a.m. with all new displays, free giveaways, and a lot of powerful information no citizen should miss. For more information, you can contact us at 215-686-1459 or by web at www.townwatch.net. Now, you might ask yourself, who should attend? If you're concerned with crime and the quality of life, what you can do about it, or if you'd like to meet new people, network, and exchange ideas, or if you'd like to learn new concepts and techniques on how to address crime in your neighborhoods, all during a fun-filled day, this conference is for you. Lunch will be served at 12:30 p.m., and the conference will be concluded at 1 p.m. Come out, get involved, get to know your neighbors, and develop new friendships. You can help improve the quality of life in your community. Together, we can make a difference.
Join the fun, the games, and an exciting good time for the entire family. Come to St. Mary's Polish Festival, Sunday, June 12th, from noon to 7 p.m., inside St. Mary's Church Hall, located at West Elm and Oak Streets in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. St. Mary's Polish Festival features the best in Polish and American food. Come and enjoy pierogi stuffed with mashed potatoes, galumpki stuffed with cabbage, special Polish pretzels, kielbasa and sauerkraut, hot dogs, babka, and many, many more Polish specialties. Takeouts are available. There will be a silent auction, live music, dancing and crafts for everyone, young and old. So come one, come all to St. Mary's Polish Festival, Sunday, June 12th from noon to 7 p.m. inside the church hall under St. Mary's Church, located at West Elm and Oak Streets in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes, heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, the Executive Director of Town Watch Integrated Services.
And this is Pete Rodotti of Between the Minutes.
And Philadelphia needs you.
Who, me?
Yes, you. We need you to get involved in your community by joining a Town Watch in the city of Philadelphia.
How do I do that?
Oh, you reach out to me at 215-686-1459 or at www.townwatch.net, and we provide you with training, equipment, and the type of support you will need to be involved in your community.
So I can really join?
You can really join.
Join us at Philadelphia Town Watch Integrated Services.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today's a special day. We're celebrating show number 25 of Between the Minutes. And our guest today is Mr. Anthony Murphy of Town Watch Integrated Services. And the show is live. You can call in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, 877-667-9697. In addition, Anthony, we now have Frank Cicciamabile here. Frank, how you doing?
Very good. How you guys doing?
Great.
Anthony, yes. I got a question for you. Growing up downtown in South Philly and now living out in the suburbs, I noticed myself a lack of participation in the neighborhood where I'm at now.
Right.
What would be step number one to get somebody's attention to go in the direction of this great program?
For in the counties?
Yes.
If you could, if you had a contact person, someone that we could actually reach out to, or someone who from the political structure that I can lay it out to and I can demonstrate to them the effectiveness. For an example, Norristown has some town watch. They've come to Philadelphia's training. Yaden, it's just a matter of having a city official or police official.
All right, let me ask you a little different. This is a little different.
Okay.
It may be a community thing that needs to go to the politician versus mm-hmm. the politician coming back. It seems to me that in certain small suggestions, directions, it falls on deaf ears. My thinking is, and if this is a possibility, if I get enough people rallied together, and it seems like there's a little momentum in the talk, in the thought, the process, maybe the direction, I think it'd be better that we, it's more like you're petitioning the politician.
Yes, you could do that too. I mean, because as neighbors get involved, they would call the politicians to order and say, this is something that we need, and this is a way we can structure it. Because, and the reason I mentioned politicians or law enforcement is because there is a cost, and folks have to understand that there is a cost, not in being the volunteer, but in providing the training. And as you structure a program, you have to begin to look at that. So it could absolutely, if you got 10 people, because I've gone to Norristown for 10 people, and even if they can't come to this conference, we can come out and sit down and talk with them and kind of lay out for them how it works and then try to help them and assist them. So, yes, we can do that.
I feel that this is going to accelerate as the summer progresses because there seems to be more of a cry.
Yeah.
I'm involved with a lot of people up in the community where I'm at, and they all have teenagers. And I think they're all having the same, I have a teenager living in a house syndrome.
So. Right. So you may want to tell them about the conference. They can come on down on the 18th.
That'd absolutely, definitely.
Okay, I think we have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, who's calling? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Pablo Mateo. I am the director of programs for Town Watch Integrated Services.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we have your boss here.
Yes, you do.
Okay, do you have a question?
Well, it's not actually a question. It's more of a statement. I just wanted to let the public know that we want to invite everyone, especially the I want to invite the Latino community to get them more involved. I know that a lot of them say that they're afraid of what's going on in their community, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's more fear. I think it's more misunderstanding. They don't understand.
So it's an education problem.
And lack of education, yes. Lack of education. That's where the trainings come in. So I want to invite them all and also reiterate what Mr. Murphy said earlier about the buses. There will be buses provided in the specific location. So please come out, jump on a bus. There's plenty of room. And join us at our conference.
And, you know, I've been to the conference before, and it's not for just any one group of people. It's for everybody. It applies to everybody.
Yeah.
And certainly nobody should feel that they're being left out because it's open to everyone.
Absolutely. One of the beauties is even our staff is we try to be representative of the city of Philadelphia. And we walk into any neighborhood. We have a Chinatown Town Watch, and Pablo Mateo is the person who, after 10 years of working before, he finally brought it into materialization to where we have a Chinatown Town Watch that's very strong, very committed, mm-hmm. and very supportive of the Philadelphia Police Department because you establish relationships. So, yes, we go across the boards. We have a Cambodian Town Watch. We have Latino Town Watches. We have them all because in the city of Philadelphia, which is a city of neighborhoods, mm-hmm. no neighborhood can be excluded. No ethnic orientation should be a problem. And we allow no religious scruples to get in the way.
What happens if somebody cannot speak English?
But generally, there's someone there that speaks their language.
So they can still get involved.
They can still get involved.
Okay. That's great. Pablo, anything else? Or?
No, that's it. I just wanted to, like I said, reiterate on the buses to make sure people know that the buses are out there.
Free buses.
Free to jump on.
Yeah.
Free buses. That sounds good.
And if you reach out to me, we will make sure you know all the locations. And if I struggle with one, if Pablo, if you text it to me, I can say it. I know we have one being slated for Broad and Champlos. That's in the 35th Police District. And the 35th Police District Time Watch groups are going to be organizing to get people on that bus. We have one at 31st in Arizona, which is in North Central Philadelphia, at the Redeemer Church, right there on the corner. You have one in South Philadelphia, I said, at 20th and Federal, the 17th Police District. One at 11th and Wharton, which is the 3rd Police District. And I may be missing one.
8th and Cecil B. Moore.
8th and Cecil B. Moore.
Great Manor.
Great Manor. I knew it was one. And so we are absolutely trying to make sure that folks have the opportunity to get there. And if you want, you can call. We'll give you directions.
So what's the phone number?
Phone number is 215-686-1459. If you send me an email at anthony.murphy@philo.gov, PHILA.gov, we will email you a map. So you don't have – the only thing you have to do is get up in the morning, come get some valuable information.
Okay. Pablo, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM, but next week you're going to listen to Between the Minutes on Radio 860 AM WWDB at our new time, 10 AM Tuesday. Ooh. Right now we have Anthony Murphy from Town Watch Integrated Services, and Frank, I think you have another question.
Yes. Anthony, last year I went to the conference too. It was great. Great time, very informative. From that time till now, mm-hmm. How do you measure a success rate?
Success rate in reference to Town Watch?
To Town Watch, the participation, and how people you feel leave with the valuable information.
Well, the success of the conference is a part of the measuring rod in measuring the success of Town Watch. Here's the example. The conference is in June. Summer heats up. People want to relax, go on vacation. Town Watch people, groups keep working. The information that they've received, I'll get questions. If need be, I'll get asked, can we get a workshop at their particular meeting? Sometimes they don't have as many meetings in the summer, but by June to August, when we have our Philadelphia kickoff rally for National Night Out, our month of public safety, which is August, we begin to see the same momentum. So we don't lose the momentum. See, and that's the, how I measure it. Because all year long, my staff is out working, doing Town Watch meetings, overview sessions. They're doing community trainings. We're providing community workshops in the various areas. So it's not just doing Town Watch. We do things on observation, on how to secure your house, just to keep people informed so you continue to elevate that information. And so that's how I measure it. I continue to measure the number of people that are getting involved, the number of people who stay involved.
Well, that in itself speaks in volumes just in itself on the success of it.
And no one's going to stay involved with something that they don't think is a success.
Right. Well, but you, and they stay involved. And believe me, once you Town Watch, you kind of, no matter what you do, if you were a patrolling Town Watch and you stop patrolling, you still function the eyes and ears because the skills you have. Once you have the skills, and believe me, it may not seem like, well, I'm just doing Town Watch. What kind of skills? There's skills in observation. There's skills in reporting. There is skills in communicating. There is a skill set that is generally overlooked and people take for granted that we hone in on to help people actually be better at what they do. Let me give you another workshop real quick. Preparing for emergency. How to develop a family emergency plan. You've heard, I'm sure, the fire commissioner speak a lot of times about having the ability to get out of your home.
Right.
Okay. Well, in today's world, you also have to have the ability to respond to an emergency. This year alone, we've had so many tornadoes, so many hurricanes, and we haven't gotten into the tornado hurricane season completely as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you want to learn how to prepare for those natural disasters. Just as you learned how to prepare for a terroristic attack, you have to be prepared. It is the heightened level of our citizens' awareness that will keep our freedom free. We have Homeland Security that's going to be a part of preparing for emergencies. You need to understand Homeland Security, what it does, how to address the various problems, how they are elevating when you hear the different codes, how they respond. Well, believe me, your knowledge of situation, when they say, if you see something that looks wrong, mm-hmm. report it, which is what happened in New York, which prevented a car bomb. You know, We have got to have citizens not on alert, not just ignore, but not ignoring the things that are going on around them. And those two workshops address that.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM, although next week we'll be on Radio 860 AM at 10 AM on Tuesday. You can also friend us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/BTM Radio. More of Between the Minutes next on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, I'm Anthony Murphy, Executive Director, Townwatch Integrated Services, and I'm here today to invite you to join us at our upcoming 15th Annual Anti-Crime Conference. This year's conference will take place on June 18th, 2011, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Samuel Fells High School, 5500 Langdon Street, Philadelphia, 19131. This year's conference will feature many new workshops, cyber safety, homeland security, and much, much more. Our exhibition hall will open at 9 a.m. with all new displays, free giveaways, and a lot of powerful information no citizen should miss. For more information, you can contact us at 215-686-1459 or by web at www.townwatch.net. Now, you might ask yourself who should attend. If you're concerned with crime and the quality of life and what you can do about it, or if you'd like to meet new people, network, and exchange ideas, or if you'd like to learn new concepts and techniques on how to address crime in your neighborhoods, all during a fun-filled day, this conference is for you. Lunch will be served at 12:30 p.m., and the conference will be concluded at 1 p.m. Come out, get involved, get to know your neighbors, and develop new friendships. You can help improve the quality of life in your community. Together, we can make a difference.
Join the fun, the games, and an exciting good time for the entire family. Come to St. Mary's Polish Festival, Sunday, June 12th, from noon to 7 p.m., inside St. Mary's Church Hall, located at West Elm and Oak Streets in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. St. Mary's Polish Festival features the best in Polish and American food. Come and enjoy pierogi stuffed with mashed potatoes, galumpki stuffed with cabbage, special Polish pretzels, kielbasa and sauerkraut, hot dogs, babka, and many, many more Polish specialties. Takeouts are available. There will be a silent auction, live music, dancing and crafts for everyone, young and old. So come one, come all to St. Mary's Polish Festival, Sunday, June 12th from noon to 7 p.m. inside the church hall under St. Mary's Church, located at West Elm and Oak Streets in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes, heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
My name is Anthony Murphy. I'm the Executive Director of Townwatch Integrated Services. I'd like you to reach out to me so we can start a Townwatch in your community. We work in the city of Philadelphia in all 22 police districts, and we'd like to work with you to improve the quality of life in the neighborhood where you live. You can reach me at 215-686-1459, or you can reach us at www.townwatch.net. Reach out. Start a Townwatch in your community. Let's improve the quality of life in the city of Philadelphia.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Radotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today we're celebrating our 25th show and our last show on this station. Next week, look for us on 860 AM WWDB Tuesdays at 10 AM, our new time. Our special guest is Mr. Anthony Murphy of Townwatch Integrated Services. We've been talking about Townwatch and how it works and the fact that you have a conference coming up on June the 18th.
June the 18th.
Where at again?
It's at Samuel Fells High School, 5500 Langdon Street. It's the new Fells. I think this school is maybe 2-3 years old. It's absolutely a marvelous facility.
I remember last year I liked the air conditioning.
Yes. It was a hot day.
So, all right. So, you know, we were talking a little bit. We have a number of callers that came in and talked about how this has grown out of Philadelphia to the military, and Frank was talking a little bit about bringing it into the suburbs and how mm-hmm. that happens. So, you know, what happens if the politicians don't want to support it? Can people still get together and, you know, maybe find a sponsor for the costs and something?
Yes.
Because if somebody calls into the police and they say, hey, I'm watching a bank robbery, they're still going to respond, right?
Absolutely. The object is if you say the political structure doesn't want to respond, well, I find that kind of challenging. Most of the time what happens is we have a mindset that looks at law enforcement and punishment and not look at prevention, and therefore doesn't look at the citizen's role. But we've come to a point in a historical time, if you'd like, where community policing, which has been going on forever, has now gotten some momentum and some traction, which means that it involves the community and the policing where they live. So you have to be willing to lay this out. So if citizens say, hey, let's get together, realize that citizens in Philadelphia didn't always have, quote-unquote, Townwatch Integrated Services or Philadelphia Operation Townwatch that provided the training. They would get together. And what happened is that citizens were ill-prepared to do it. So if you can start off where you are prepared and you can absolutely show the success rate, and we can show the success rate of Philadelphia. I mean, Baltimore emulated Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. One of the police captains that I worked with, Captain Gallagher, from many, many years ago, went to Florida and took the concept of Town Watch.
Down to Florida.
See, so, yeah, but it's getting folks involved. It's not a police action, because you don't want citizens to ever think that they're police officers. You want citizens to be good citizens.
Well, they're being trained to be
good citizens.
Good citizens and to observe, but they're not being trained to respond because
no.
That's not part of it.
It's observe, report, and document. And you are the eyes and ears of our Philadelphia Police Department or any police department, because the police officers respond as well. And they prevent only if they happen to be present and the crime doesn't take place. You can't measure prevention, but what you can measure is the atmosphere of safety that people feel in their particular community based on their own involvement.
Okay.
Okay.
I can understand that.
I have a question, Anthony.
Okay.
You got the primaries behind us. You got the November election, general election coming up. There's going to be a lot of new faces, as we could see. What's left there that's been there and what's coming in, how does that affect Townwatch? Because I know there's funding involved. And I'm going to finish this with saying what's left there doesn't seem that they're always on top of what's important issues, like an issue of Operation Townwatch.
Well, that lends itself to, one, we have a strong mayor, and our mayor is supportive of the Townwatch initiative, and we have a deputy mayor in Everett Gillison that's also supportive. So part of that is how the message gets to the new city council members. The other aspect of that is what we do in the community and what a community does. It doesn't matter that you are new. If you know the community that you're going to represent, then you will know that they're involved in Townwatch.
We wouldn't have to think so, because
right.
They're the ones that voted them in to begin
That's
with.
Right. And so that is how that goes. Now, what I always face is, of course, is budgetary issues that are out beyond my control. And city council, as well as the mayor's office, they work diligently to try to address that. When it was tough times, we took the hit. If times get better and things manifest themselves, I'm sure that we will be provided the opportunity to kind of regroup and refocus and obtain some of the things that we don't have at this time. But other than that, we try to regain some private donations to help do things.
I'm hoping with the changing of the guard that the mindset changes with it and accelerates some action in that direction with Townwatch.
Yeah. Well, I would think that Townwatch would be economically, a benefit, because you're going to reduce the costs of crime if there's less crime.
Right, but you understand, you had one of the things that we talk about, mindset changes, and one of the things that the administration has worked to do is reduce prison population, which when you reduce prison population, you reduce that particular cost. But if the mindset of those who are there in power is not to continue that process, then it has a negative impact. So that's where where you can have that face. So, yeah, I hope the new city council members that's coming in, the mayor will be the next mayor in going back in, that as we focus on the educational agenda, we focus on a safety agenda, we focus on reducing crime, and you focus on reengaging the citizens, because that's crucial.
We're coming to the top of the hour. Tell me again, what is the day and location, and how do I find your conference?
Okay, the Town Watch Conference, the 15th annual conference, is going to be held at Samuel Fells High School, 5500 Langdon Street, Philadelphia, PA 19124. It's Saturday, June 18th, 2011, starting at 8 a.m. Registration will open at 7:30 a.m. We have a Kalanoa breakfast as well as a luncheon at 12:30. Workshops will begin in the area of 9:30, and you will cover the gamut. Some of the workshops we have: preparing for emergencies, homeland security, burglaries and theft, help, there's a teenager in my home, cyber safety, school violence in our legal system. You can reach me at 215-686-1459. You can email me at anthony.murphy@phila.gov, or you can go to www.townwatch.net.
Anthony, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show today, especially since this is our 25th show and our last show on this station.
The party's over.
No,
the party's just beginning.
Just beginning, that's right.
We're moving to a station.
Brand
new home, bigger broadcast envelope. They're going to hear us in New York City. At this station, we end it at New York City. Now we go past New York City. It's a much bigger envelope where people can hear us. We're going to be at a new time, 10 a.m., which is considered a substantially better time. And we're going to be following an English language show, which is going to help us even more.
And so we're going to have Operation Town Watch with Mr. Anthony Murphy on again down the road.
Absolutely, that's we right. will.
Look
Absolutely.
Forward to it. Thank you so much.
So, thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM, except for next week when we're going to be on Radio 860 AM, 10 AM at Tuesday. And you can look at our website at www.betweentheminutes.com, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. We'll be back next week on 860 AM WWDB, Tuesday at 10 AM. Looking forward to seeing you.
The preceding program was brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
In June of 1991, the Warsaw Pact officially dissolved. On June 13, 2011, this program is also packing its bags for another place on the radio dial. So mark your calendars to start listening to AM 860 starting June 13th and hear all your favorite WNWR programs on WWDB AM 860. Times, they are a-changing, and they're all for the best. Time to tune to a new radio station to hear your favorite programs starting June 13th. The program you are listening to right now will be moving to AM 860 WWDB in Philadelphia. So mark your calendars to start listening to AM 860 starting June 13th.
In June 1991, the Warsaw Pact officially dissolved. On June 13, 2011, this program is also packing its bags for another place on the radio dial. So mark your calendars to start listening to AM 860 starting June 13th and hear all your favorite WNWR programs on WWDB, AM 860.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 560.